With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump earlier today expressing frustration at both Iran and Israel after Iran first fired a missile in violation of the ceasefire, then Israel launched a retaliatory strike. But as the BBC's correspondent Hugo Bacchega reports, those Israeli planes never made it to their targets.
I think it was very interesting that he took aim at Israel in particular, saying that he was unhappy with Israel. And then that message on social media saying, Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do it, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home now. So essentially giving Israel an order to stop those attacks.
And the president says the ceasefire is back on. With Iranian missiles lighting up the skies of Israel earlier this week, Yael Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews says life as usual has been put on hold.
There's no school. There's no work except for first responders and people directly connected saving lives during the war.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says an Iranian attack on Monday against a U.S. target was what he calls a fake show of strength by a defeated foe.
Iranian strike at our air base in Qatar had all the hallmarks of theater and just an effort by the Ayatollahs to mislead their own people, to lie to them, to save face with them.
As NATO summit convenes at The Hague, there's more evidence of local suspicious activity.
Dutch authorities investigating possible sabotage against the rail network after a power outage left the country's main airport with limited train service as a two-day NATO summit gets underway. The Justice Minister says that investigators, considering the possibility that a fire in some 30 rail cables may have been intentionally set.
That's Rich Thomason reporting, and more of these stories at SRNnews.com. A new bill that would outlaw abortion is introduced in Ohio.
The measure, written by Republican Representatives Levi Dean and Jonathan Newman, would criminalize all abortions, classifying them as a homicide. The legislation is aimed at negating a 2023 vote by Ohio residents to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-life group End Abortion Ohio approves, saying that, quote, we must obey God rather than men, and we call upon our governing authorities to follow in that obedience. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana law requiring the Ten Commandments to be posted in each of the state's public school classrooms faces a long court battle. A panel of three federal judges has struck down the measure, giving a victory to liberal groups. Louisiana's Attorney General Liz Merrill is vowing to appeal the ruling, taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. In 2005, the High Court upheld a Ten Commandments marker on the grounds of the Texas State Capitol in Austin. This is SRN News. Despite pressure from President Trump, don't expect the Federal Reserve to budge on its key interest rate, at least not for now.
Chair Jerome Powell made remarks yesterday reaffirming the Fed's assessment that the U.S. economy is in a good position, but that the Fed needs to learn more about how the economy is performing before adjusting rates. Powell faces 2 days of what could be tough grilling before respective House and Senate oversight committees on Capitol Hill. Mr. Trump has repeatedly urged the Fed to reduce borrowing costs.
That is correspondent George Williams reporting. The ability of college athletes to cash in now on their collegiate fame has led to fewer players jumping early to the NBA draft. 82 players appeared on the list of early entrants, primarily from American colleges along with other teams. That's down from 162 back in 2024. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.